Welcome back, folks, to another episode of the Continuously Updated News Talk Show. Logan Ryan is here. Nick Delicati, still recovering from that lip augmentation surgery. Curious to see how that turns out for him. Something I guess his wife complained about, his thin little bird lips. I don't know. It's just a really interesting thing. So wishing him nothing but the best and speedy recovery. This week, we want to start off, I think, with another little PSA. So, you know, I've been doing some thinking about this, and I think this is something that's important. You know, if we can reach out to the folks out there and help at least maybe one, maybe two people with our little PSAs, I think that's a good thing. So something that I've been working on for the last, I don't know, probably 10 or 15, 14 years, almost 15 now, is really helping and guide my children into the right direction when they are growing up and getting into the world, right? I mean, I think that's something that's very important as a parent, right? You gotta prepare your children for things that are out there in the world. And something that I think is not covered enough is actually covering your mouth when you yawn. I'm a firm believer in the spirit world. I do believe that every time you yawn, a ghost will stick their dick in your mouth. So to prevent this sexual assault on my children from the spirit world, I encourage them to cover their mouths. And I think you know, you guys should do the same. I think that's something that now that it's in the back of your head, you're going to wonder every time you yawn, is Hitler sticking his dick in your mouth? You know, that's a good question. I feel like that's something that we all need to be aware of and put out there in into the universe. You know, is John Lennon sticking his dick in your mouth when you yawn? You know, maybe there's some people out there that you might not mind having that in there. Maybe Rasputin, is he going around different parts? And I wonder how that works too. So if you're dead and you're a ghost and you're a spirit, and just hypothetically speaking, and do you have the ability to travel anywhere you want? I mean, does it take really a lot of time, or could you just be like, hey, I want to be in Paris now, and then there you are, you're in Paris, and you're just looking at people yawn going, there you go. And, you know, ectoplasm, is that really semen? I think that's really the question that we need to start asking ourselves. Really go back to those Ghostbuster films and start analyzing it, saying, hey, was Slimer really just slime, or was he just ejaculating all the time? I think that's an important question that inquiring minds really want to know. Yeah. So, folks, I encourage everyone to cover your mouth when you yawn, because you never know if John Denver is just, you know, sticking a testicle in your you know, on your tongue. So just keep an eye out for that, folks. Keep an eye out. The other thing I want to talk about too is product reviews. So this is something that I've been thinking about recently. And when I say thinking about, I was literally trying to fall asleep, and I was in not my bed. We'll just for the sake of argument say hotel, because those I feel like are the strongest bleach smelling sheets I've ever been a part of in my life. And if you notice, a lot of the hotels I stay in, they've gone from that like multicolored comforter type thing to now everything's white, right? You stay at a Marriott, everything's white. The sheets are white. The comforter is white. Everything's white. And I know why, because we can use bleach and we can get all of the shit off of there. So what I want to see is more realistic reviews from manufacturers, right? So let's just say you're a sheet company. You know, let's take the politically correct bullshit and let's take that and throw that outside. We don't need that anymore, right? I think we're starting to move a little bit past. We got so politically correct for a while. And I think there's still parts and places of us that are very politically correct. But I feel like we're also moving in a direction where things aren't necessarily politically correct anymore. And personally, I am 1,000% for that. So I'd love to see maybe a sheet manufacturer go, hey, we have great sheets, 1,000 thread count, Egyptian cotton. And most importantly, those sex stains, wipe right off. That's right. We are sex stain resistant sheets. You ever go to that buddy's house, maybe when you were younger and were poor and you just had to rack out, or maybe you got too intoxicated and crashed on a friend's couch or maybe not couch, maybe they had a spare bedroom, and you always questioned if they cleaned the sheets recently. You know, you get that musty smell when you start drifting off into that slumber, and you're like, wait a minute, I don't know if I like that smell. And then you have dreams of random orgies with circus clowns and midgets. Not that that's ever happened to me, but you never know. So I think that that's a really, really interesting topic, right? So I remember having that friend that he showed me his room, and his sheets were actually a little rigid. And I'm like, I don't know that this is the bed that I'm just gonna rack out on the couch. Do you have a family blanket that you guys use? That maybe you and your girlfriend haven't fucked on. Oh God, it's just there's just cum everywhere, isn't there? And he looked at me and was like, pretty much. So that's what being an adolescent male is all about there. So for some of our older viewers, the flashback is real, isn't it? You're sitting there going right now, going, God, I remember that time I was like 19 years old over at my buddy's house, and it just the sheets. There were like areas that were super soft, but there were other areas where I was like, why is it firmer over here? And you just didn't put two and two together until right now as you're driving down the freeway. You're grossed out right now, aren't you? Yeah, yes, you are. Oh, rigid sheets. You know, we might make a shirt out of that. Oh, by the way, speaking of our merch, I want to thank you guys for continuing to support our merchandise. I believe we have possibly a new shirt out or something out there. No, we have a mug. That's right. I apologize, folks. We have our new talk show mug. If you haven't seen it, it's an 11-ounce coffee mug, and it does say continuously updated news talk show on it. So if you want to support this side of the podcast or the Hey Man Nice Shirt side of the podcast, it's all in one place. And that's hmnspod.myshopify.com. We've got koozies, we've got shirts, we've got bumper stickers, we've got hoodies from our Collegiate University of National Technology State, and our Romantic Butter cleanup towel. So as opposed to using your parents' blanket, like I know all you sick fucks did, let's get yourself a nice cleanup towel. I remember I had a cleanup towel in the back of my Honda Civic when I sold that thing, I forgot that it was there, and oh, God. We won't get into too many details on that one, but we do have new things on there, and maybe we will have a rigid spots or rigid sheets t-shirt. Maybe I think that might be something that might be fun. Who knows? You guys tell me. Drop us a line, slide into our DMs, hmnspodcast@gmail.com, hmnspod at all of the Instagram and Twitter and TikTok and all that fun stuff. And I may or may not have lost the password for our Gmail. So if you've sent us a mail, shit, I apologize. That's on me. I did get some aggressive texts from some of you people that have my number, which I might have to change now. But yeah, hey, we're working on it. We're here. Nick's coming back at some point, and you know, his project is more important than anything that's here. And you know, he's also had a lot of surgery, right? I mean, we had calf implants, lips, penis reduction. So you know, he spent a lot of time under the knife and under that anesthesia. Not anesthesia is a stripper that I met one time in Reno. So you know, he's recovering. His brain might still be in a little bit of fog as he works through all of these surgeries. But yeah, that's kind of where we're at. So maybe if you guys like the idea of the rigid sheets t-shirt idea, let's drop me a line. Send it over to me. Or maybe a popcorn butter, something. Maybe we can do something with that. Let's get creative. Let's have some fun. You guys support it. I love it. I know Nick loves it too, or Lick loves it. Lick loves it. Whatever. You know, he's a big fan, and we both appreciate the support. So I love my kids. They are fucking hilarious. And a lot of the things, I think we've talked about this. Well, I know we've talked about this before, is that there's a lot of things that they say. They'll have these like one little phrases or sentences or something that I will listen to and go, oh my God, that is one of the funniest things I think that I've ever heard. And then I kind of build on that. One of the things that came up recently, and I'm going to say might've been last night, my stepson says, hey, do you remember the time where I used to call belly buttons your old mouth? Yeah. So I want you guys to wrap around your heads around that one real quick. He's technically not wrong, but just saying, hey, your belly button is your old mouth is just absolutely hilarious. And by the way, rebranding that my wife doesn't want me to come on her old mouth. So apparently that's not sexy saying it that way. I don't know. It's different. But guys, I encourage all the single guys out there, all you single guys, why don't you try that? Why don't you try that as a pickup line? Just say, hey, you got a pretty old mouth. And they'll be like, what in the fuck did you just say? No, your belly button. I can see it's got a nice little belly button ring there. Old mouth ring. Yeah, is what it is. And I can see some of the crusties in your old mouth. Yeah, yeah. It's not going to go over well. It's not. You can try. You really can. I mean, but it's not going to go. It's not going to go. It's not going to go anywhere. Another thing that I've been noticing lately, and unfortunately or fortunately, I've been watching a little bit of news and media programming and things like that. There's a movement out there that I think has been going on for a long, long, long time that I don't know that I'm a fan of. Have you ever turned on the news, and other than some of the men, but have you ever turned on the news and seen an unattractive media personality? For the most part, they're all relatively attractive. I would say 90%, and that might be a little bit light, but specifically if you travel to foreign countries, like you go to Mexico, dude, they're weather girls. I don't know what the fuck they do. I don't know what's going on down there, but oof, hot damn. I mean, that's an attractive woman in a very tight dress, with just the girls are just pushed up and just right under her chin. Like there's not much, sometimes there's not a lot of separation there, and just, oh, good Lord. But there's this has been going on for centuries. I feel like since television pretty much came out, right? You don't see an unattractive journalist. I want to start a movement. And because I feel like what happens is that if you start in journalism and you start being a personality or media, you get in front of a television camera and you're slightly unattractive, they give you the shit work, right? So they make you go out in the field in the rain and you got to wear like 16 parkas and a rain slicker because it's negative 47 degrees and like snow, sleet, bullshitting. And what they're doing is they're trying to cancel you. It's like not an official like, hey, you know, Harvey Weinstein cancel. It's a subtle cancel. And so I want to start this movement of don't cancel unattractive media. And I think that we can put together, we got to think of a color too, like a specific color, like, right. Blue ribbons, yellow ribbons back from the Persian Gulf War and things like that. And everybody has like these colors and things. Like that. So we need to find a color that is really for this, because I really want to support the unattractive media folk, because a lot of them they're very talented, they're very good, they're just fugly, and I think that's not a reason for them not to be on television. I mean, I could be way wrong on here, but I feel like I could be wrong. Because if you really think about it, if you turn on the television, that's total discrimination. And I think that it doesn't matter if you are an attractive person, if you're like medium attractive, or it looks like you fell out of the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down, missed a couple, went back up and fell down again. I think everybody in that spectrum should have a fair shake at being on the television. It shouldn't be just the selected few pretty people that get to be on there. No, let them be unattractive. You know, maybe not that ugly, but we don't want dumpster fires or what was the inbred family? We don't need them on there. We don't want somebody that's got summer teeth and is drooling all over the place, right? You know, summer teeth, summer gaps, right? Yeah, we don't want that. But it's a movement that I think needs to garner some attention. So I think with this one, we will create, maybe a hat or a shirt, or maybe a bumper sticker. We'll have some fun with that. I'll get with Tracy and work with the design team here at HMNS Productions and see what we can do to come up with a cool design and something really to call attention to this movement. And bring some awareness. You know, I think that us folks in the industry we need this. You know, you look at movies, right? There's unattractive people there, right? I mean, look at Paul Giamatti. I mean, he's not that the most handsome guy, but you know, you get some other guys that are more attractive. Sure, Brad Pitt's a good looking man, right? George Clooney, absolutely. But you know, you see some of these other folks, Adam Driver, not an attractive human being. You know, I don't think so. I don't know. I'm sure there's some women out there that are going right now saying, "Hey, I'd suck his dick," but I'm not one of those. Okay, I'm not one of those women. So let's start a movement where we don't cancel unattractive media. I think that's kind of where we're going to go. Trace, you got that written down? You good? Okay. Thank you. And thank you, you know, for just being here. Don't tell me to go fuck. Okay. All right. Yeah. No, I'm not being condescending. No, you know when I'm being condescending. Jesus Christ. Okay. So, don't come in your old mouth. There we go. I want to talk a little bit about sports. So, this is something that I'm a big fan of. I do like watching a little bit of sport. I follow it kind of, I won't say fully, it's more kind of loosely a little bit. But I will say that I am a fan of sporting events and things like that. I do like watching, specifically sports during this time of year. I know it sounds weird, but NHL hockey playoffs are probably one of my favorite things to watch. It's so awesome. I like hockey to begin with, but I really like it when it's playoffs because I feel like they go at it a little harder. So it's been fun to watch. But what's really been, kind of hitting the headlines is, Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers move from the Green Bay Packers. I saw a great video of this guy in a Jets, I think it was a Jets uniform, walking into a Packers bar and just clapping and getting oxide, and then all the Packers fans are just pissed. Yeah, just pissed. But let's be honest, Rodgers is towards the twilight of his career. Yeah, sure, he's a great player. There's no question. His legacy is going to be, you know, second to maybe a few. But, you know, it's still a phenomenal career as a quarterback. You know, I love the way he played. Love his game. Love his attitude. Kind of a funky kind of dude as well. Love his mindset on certain things. If you haven't listened to the Rogan podcast where he's on it, it's absolutely unbelievable. It's a great thing. So he's moved on to the Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets. I don't like the Jets, but fuck them. It'll be really interesting to see how they do. I don't think they break 500, but it'll be interesting. Jordan Love, though, did sign a one-year agreement with the Green Bay Packers on a $2.5 million extension. Other big news was Lamar Jackson. He signed, I don't remember the terms, it might have been 5 or 10 years. I think it's 10 years. For some astronomical fucking number. So here's something that's wild. These guys get paid a fuck you amount of money. I mean, it is fuck you money. It literally is. If they play well and they're smart with their money and they invest, they literally can have fuck you money. And it's just it's crazy to think that these guys get paid so much money. Yet the Victoria's Secret Bikini League didn't even catch on. I don't even know if it's still around, and I don't understand that. I would much rather watch the Bikini League football than I would watch, fucking Jordan Love, you know, throw six picks in a game versus the fucking Steelers, right? I mean, let's be real here. So the X League is the Women's Football League. It was founded in 2009. And then rebranded in 2013. Is it still around? I don't even know if it's still around. How dope would that be if it's still around? Is it around? Trace, look, can you look up the X League, the Women's Football League? So the inaugural season, thank you, was originally called the LFL, so Legends Football League, Lingerie Football League, which was later rebranded to the Legends Football League. There it is. December 13th, 2019, the league announced that it would not be holding its 2020 season. And that had to be hard for the players in that league. Because, I mean, if you really think about it, these are athletes, right? Sure, they're exceptionally beautiful with large breasts. But, I mean, they are relatively athletic. And when I say relatively, I mean, Okay, they're not super athletic, but they look athletic, which is more important. So yeah, they it didn't last too long. Apparently, Mike Ditka was part of was an owner of this, which good for fucking him. Good, that's a smart move, right? I mean, if you think about, you know, doing something fun, and having a background in history and in football. Fuck, man, that would be something that, yeah, I would. That's maybe that's it. Maybe that's the move. Maybe that's my next career move. So, you know, I've been in the golf business a long time, as some of you know this. Maybe that's it. Maybe we create a lingerie golf league. You know, and we have mediocre players that go out there and play a little bit of golf. Could you imagine them just bending over to tee up a golf ball? Reading putts? Oh, I think we're on to something here. So we're going to create a lingerie golf league. And the biggest challenge here is going to be finding facilities that are okay with this. I remember when I got hired at a golf course years ago, the previous year, they got in trouble because they had prostitutes on the golf course. And, you know, there were girls in the green, just butt bare ass naked, just snatch out and trying to hit, like having guys hit putts at their cooter. So, I mean, that I can understand. You probably don't want to. I mean, it was a private golf course, but there's still houses around it. And I'm sure some of those people were not super happy. I don't think I would. Well, if I was 75-year-old woman, yeah, I probably would not be happy. But a 75-year-old man, shit, I might get a little movement down south, if you know what I mean. You know, seeing that, some hot, you know, but God, prostitutes and those go. If you're taking your clothes off and doing that in front of a bunch of men, you've got to have some sort of disease. You know, they're out there on that gonorrhea grind, just fucking getting it, right? I mean, just that might be a. That might be a hard pass for me now that I think. And then, so when I play golf, I mark my golf ball, I pick it up, I lick my thumb and I clean the dirt off of the golf ball. Now, if I'm hitting that golf ball at, you know, Miss fucking Stinky Cooter over there, and it's going to have something on it. Now, what do? I can't clean my golf ball. And, you know, I was raised with the understanding, hey, you don't play with dirty balls. You know, yeah, keep that shit clean and tight, right? So now that's just a dead ball. I can't use it anymore. Do I just throw it in the woods? What do I do? That's a conundrum that I don't want to be a part of. But back to lingerie or bikini. Either way, I think just how about thong golf? No, I don't like the sign of that. Let's we should brainstorm this there, folks. Send me some suggestions. Obviously, don't email them because I don't have that. But send me hop onto our Instagram HMS Podcast on the old Instagram. Slide into our DM. Send me a note over there. Tell me what you think a good bikini or lingerie golf league would be called. You know, we can run this parallel with the LIV Tour, right? I mean, you know, they're having a party. They're having a good time out there. You know, this is going to be something a little bit different, right? And it appeals to a vast majority. It's going to appeal to the majority of men. And let's be honest, it's going to appeal to some women as well. You know, there's nothing more sexual, satisfying. Nope. There's nothing more exciting than seeing an attractive woman hit a golf ball. I think that's a exciting thing to see. And if she can do it in lingerie, I mean, I think that's even better. I mean, take a look at Paige Spierniak. If you haven't, go check out her Twitter or Instagram. Beautiful, beautiful woman. He says she's 5'7". She's 5'5" on a good day. But huge rack. Apparently they're real. Good for her. I mean, but she embraces that and understands that, hey, you know what? I got him. I was blessed. You know, I had some of that that chicken growing up when I was younger that my parents gave me that was injected with a whole bunch of things. And now they went into my cha-chas. So, nope, not cha-chas. Cha-chas crotch, right? Tatas. Tatas. There we go. They went into my tatas. And she's proud of them, as she should be, because it looks like she's got a nice set. So good for her. You know, she is a little short in the leg department, which is interesting. She's very long torsoed. So I guess that creates a little bit more leverage in the golf swing. I'd really have to break down her swing to give you a really good idea, but I think that's kind of where that is. But yeah, she's definitely you know, corgi legged, right? So she's definitely one of those. It's not balanced, and I think that's one of the things that I'm not attracted to. I like a nice balance, and I like a nice little leg to waist ratio, right? If it's off, if you're short waisted and long legs, okay, still probably not. But you know, you gotta have that balance, right? You gotta just a nice leg to waist ratio. You know, not these long waisted individuals, you know, where it's just all like from the hips up is all their height. She's literally 5'3" from the hips up, and she's got like 4 inches of leg. I mean, it's interesting. And it doesn't, camera angles are great, I will say that. So you get the camera angle, it doesn't look that way, but when you see her in person, you're like, oh, you did you grow up as a corgi? Is it dachshund? You know, little wiener dog, little wiener dog action there. Your short little legs. They gotta move a little faster to keep up, don't they? Yeah. There you go. So, if you guys didn't know, I'm a fan of hers, but I like longer legs. So maybe she can get an extension. That could be a new revolutionary thing in plastic surgery. If you have this condition where you have shorter legs, and I'm not saying like, you know, dwarfs or midgets or anything like that, they're just fucked. But if you're like an adult, like a grown ish human, you know, 5'5" or whatever it is, but you have 5 inches of leg and 5 foot of body, maybe there's something that they can do to extend your legs, like get a leg extension, right? I think there's a Naked Gun, right? Naked Gun, maybe the second one, 2.5, maybe. No, it was Nice Beaver. Thanks, I just had stuff. Or no, maybe it was Hot Shots, where he's like, nice legs, and she goes, thanks, I just had them extended. Yeah, so see, maybe it's an underground thing. Maybe only Hollywood knows about it. You know, like the A-list folk, they're just like, yeah, I got to get that leg extension. You know, like Angelina Jolie, I think I bet she got it done because she's long, right? I mean, she got the arm extension, she got the leg extension, dude. I mean, because she's long. She's, remember how good she looked? You guys, I don't know if you guys watch a lot of movies. I'm pretty decent on the movie watching game, but she looked good back in the day. She's gotten a little rougher at the end. And here's the thing, ladies. I don't know. I can't speak for all men, but for me personally, don't go that super duper skinny route. That super duper skinny route is just, it's not, I don't think it's a good look. Cause I mean, that little bit of like cushion is nice. It's real nice, right? Cause then the boobs are a little bit bigger naturally. Cause you know, the fat and things like that. I don't want to say fat, the cushion, right? You got to have a little bit more of that cushion. So ladies, don't be afraid. You know, it's fine. It's totally fine. Our six lady listeners that actually listen to this fucking show. While we're talking on sports, here's a new trend also that I don't fucking understand and I don't like it. I think that we are getting soft as a culture. It's that Nerf culture mentality, and I'm not a fan. So this has caught on the last couple of years, and I haven't said anything because I was hoping it was going to be one of those fads that just die out. And maybe it's condition oriented. In terms of the type of playing conditions that these athletes are playing on. But I don't know. I mean, I remember watching Ricky Henderson, you know, steal a fuck ton of bases back in the day, and he didn't have a fucking sliding glove like these prissy bitches do now. Yeah, there's nothing more, I think, offensive to me than a grown-ass man, or I guess they're kind of grown-ass. I mean, they're like 24 or whatever the fuck old they are. But I got to protect my hands. I can't slide. I got to be super careful when I slide into second base. I can't get that rash in my hand. Build up a callus like a man. Quit being a little bitch and fucking build those calluses up. That's what it's all about. Look at Ricky's hands. I bet his hands, he could fucking pull a cast iron skillet out of an oven that's 500 degrees, and that motherfucker wouldn't get burned because he slid in hand first like a fucking man, and he's built up those calloused hands. He's got blacksmith hands, right? He can reach into that fire. He can grab that hot steel and just start pounding on it. He doesn't fuck around. And now, you know, you got Manny Machado out there going, oh, I got to protect my hands. You know, I got some lotion out over here in the dugout along next to my sunflower seeds. And I got to keep my hands protected. They're just so soft and supple. And fuck, be a man. That's my little rant on baseball. What else we got? I think we're, you know, trying to keep these a little bit shorter. Oh, also, I do want to mention, and this came out several weeks ago after our first one. Opening day of baseball. Yeah, I didn't mention anything about it because the only opening day that I care about is hunting season. So, yes, baseball's great. I like it. I do like that we have a pitch clock now. I do love what the Bananas do. If you haven't seen this, this is amazing. They choreograph little dances before they pitch. It's fun. And I appreciate that. Now, you traditionalists out there are going to be like, well, I enjoyed sitting in the sun for 16 hours watching my favorite baseball team, the New York Yankees, play fucking baseball. And now we got this pitch clock. Man, I can't even cheat on my wife. I mean, this is bullshit. You know, I'm trying to get three fingers wet with this side piece that I brought out here to sit in the sun with me to watch a baseball game. And now I got to get my work done in like 2 hours and 30 minutes. This is some fucking bullshit. This is some fucking bullshit. Well, to you, sir, I say, number one, be a better human being. Number two, which includes don't cheat on your wife. Number two is, you know, hey, you know, now you have more times to do other activities. You know, you can watch a baseball game, then go get a round of golf in, maybe go bowling a little bit after. You know, you got some time. You have some opportunities to do some different things. And I kind of like it. I think I'm okay with it. You know, I was a little hesitant at first saying, hey, we're kind of fucking with the tradition here. But I do like the pace of the games. It's a little bit better. Now, from a spectator's point of view, if we're at the game, you know, I'm used to being there for 4 hours, having a fuck ton of beers and going at it. And I wonder, just out of curiosity, it just hit me. I wonder what that is doing to the concessions, you know, because if you're at a baseball game, historically, I think the average before the pitch clock was like 3 hours and 45 minutes, maybe 4 hours. I don't know. It was a long time, right? You're at the game for a while. And, you know, that's prime drinking time, right? I mean, that's 4 hours, maybe five of good, solid drinking. Now that we have the pitch clock, we're down to two. We've almost cut it in half, right? We've definitely cut it down by, I would say, probably 60%, right? So, or 260% of the time. So we've cut it down by 40. So if you really think about it, what does that impact look like for the concessions? You know, are they jacking? I haven't been to a baseball game this year. Are they jacking the prices up? Do we have more expensive beer? Because beer was already like $30 for a fucking 22-ounce beer. So, I mean, is it now $35? Are they trying to recoup that cash? Or have they not even realized that this is a thing yet? Did I just fuck it up for everybody? Well, that potentially could be unfortunate. Huh. Well, folks, it's been an absolute pleasure getting on here and talking about certain things. You know, if you have ideas, if you have topics, if you have certain things that you want me to go on little rants about or make fun of, whatever the case may be, I don't necessarily discriminate sometimes. Well, there's certain things I won't say. How about that? That's better. That's a better way of saying that. Yeah, send me a note. Send us a note. Sorry, send it to the HMS podcast stuff. You have the Instagram, you have the Twitter, TikTok, all that fun stuff. I'm starting to get a little bit more hesitant at TikTok just because of the whole China thing. But thank you again for the support of the merch. If you use HMS Pod 10 at checkout, you'll receive 10% off your order. There also are some hidden codes. Again, I don't know what they are. Just put some random letters together, see what happens. Maybe you'll get a massive discount. Maybe you'll get a dollar off. Just throw them out there, see what happens. Maybe you'll get free shipping. No one knows. Throw them out there and see what it is. Yeah, Trace has done a great job of coming up with some creative things. So try different things. Try different combinations of maybe, I don't know, some of the, maybe our, I don't want to give too much away, maybe our university, maybe our talk show, maybe, I don't know, just throw some different ideas and thoughts out there and see what happens. for you guys. Thanks again for everybody for listening, for the support. Greatly appreciate just everything, all the comments, the feedbacks, the likes, the views. We greatly appreciate it. Looking forward to Nicholas's return. Hopefully sooner than later. I know that he's still elbows deep in what he's been working on, which is good. I'm proud of him. He's a good dude, and he deserves it for sure. So, but hopefully we can get him back on here so I don't sound like an idiot all the time. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for the support. See y'all later.